Will be top temperatures of 13 to 17 degrees.
iRadio in the afternoon.
Which Kajimura Thal to. Soon to be superstar Denise Chyla with a song out with Ed Sheeran chats to us after five today. The show's favourite game returns at four, but now begin the show.
Hey! My station.
My music.
Superstar, it's iRadio in the afternoon. I'm Dave Duke, that's Fionnuala Corbett.
Good afternoon.
I thought everything was settling down. Maybe I had my blinkers on and I wasn't noticing stuff, but yesterday, went into the shop, another cheeky euro added on to four chicken fillets.
I mean, what is the world coming to?
Went by the petrol station. I thought things had settled out there. Petrol and diesel on the rise again. Some places once again charging over €2 a litre. Wages? No change. I can't help it, Fionnuala. I feel like I have to break out in song. Price of diesel gone insane. The drive home from work, I'm in pain. Collapse as soon as I'm in the door. Or get me an electric car. But I feel it won't go too far when the nearest charging point is at Spar. Spar. TDs, do you know what you're doing? This steering wheel I am feckin' chewing. Broke, skint, debt and in the red. How am I supposed to sleep in this bed when I can't even afford the light over my head? What is going on? Somebody call 999. A tin of beans is now €50. Oh, whoa. Well, how did we get here? Everything is so dear, even rentals. Oh, whoa. The cost of living is gone pure mental. Sure, I can't even afford me dental. The teeth are falling out of my head. Can't even sleep in my bed. What the hell is going on? Me, old Martin, would just sew things up, huh? I don't know what huh would look on the lyric sheet, but that is my cost of living song. This is Sarah McTiernan. Gotta get out. It's iRadio.
Hard to think.
McTiernan represented Ireland at the Eurovision 2019. One of her I Love Irish tracks for the month of May. Gotta get out. It is iRadio. Let's see who's with us on the show today.
Hello, iRadio. This is one of your biggest fans, if not your biggest fans, from Ballyginstoff, County Cavan. Rainy Alice here. Have a good day.
You have a good day. Katrina?
Hi, from Switzerland. Listening to iRadio while I'm working.
We've blow-ins all the way over in Switzerland. Absolutely delightful.
If they're in Switzerland, you could say they're blowouts. Who's with us today?
Well, I'm listening here in my car, driving my sister around because she's too lazy to drive.
Have you seen the price of petrol and diesel? Maybe not lazy, just tight. It's iRadio. Bit of love. It is iRadio in the afternoon. Dave and Fionnuala Wednesday show. Sarah is going to tiptoe lightly back into the show's favourite game after 4 o'clock today. But have you ever got one of these calls?
Hi, this is a call from Amazon to inform you that your Amazon Prime account will be auto-renewed for 79.99 from your bank account.
You need the Dave Duke guide to wrecking scammers' heads safely. Number one, keep talking over them. They love that.
Do you want to cancel your Prime or the
yes,
Prime?
Yes, I want to cancel my Prime. My Prime okay, Mesh. So I need to cancel my Prime Mesh.
Okay. So if you want to
I didn't even know
Prime,
I had a Prime Mesh.
Okay.
Yes, yes, we need yes.
$79.
Yes, we need to cancel the Prime.
Euro, okay?
We need to cancel the Prime.
Okay.
How this works is that they want you to download working from home apps like AnyDesk or TeamViewer. They're legitimate, but they don't want them for legitimate reasons. They want to see what's in your bank account.
You need to open the App Store, A Logo App Store.
A App Store.
A Logo, it's an A symbol, A Logo App Store.
Okay, Apple Store, AirTag, AirPods, MacBook
just
Pro.
Just in the App Store. It's APP Store.
WhatsApp?
App Store. It's a logo APP Store.
Remember, this is a perfect time to use your own phonetic alphabet.
So you need to install any desk. I spell it for you.
A like Angolio. N like Noholio.
N like No.
Y like Waholio.
Yeah, and Y like...
D like Dolio.
Yeah.
E like Elio. S like Solio. And K. K like Kettle.
Like kilogram.
Or Kettle. Yeah. Remember, these scammers are scum. They deserve no respect. So you push them as far as you can to their breaking point.
So you see download?
New tab.
No, just give a click on downloads. Just click for the history.
You
see download?
Example. When they ask you about your downloads, make stuff up.
And after that, what do you see after click on download?
Top 100 BJs.pornhub.mp4, Cardi B, WAP. MP3 With these simple tips, the next time you get a scam call, you won't be disappointed. You'll only be sad that you couldn't hold them on the phone for longer.
This is not possible because this is the online procedure.
This is your procedure. We need to cancel the Prime. Hung up.
My station, my music.
Radio. Jax Jones, Emily K, where did you go? It is iRadio in the afternoon. Can you milk it?
Yes, you can.
Can you milk it?
No, you can't.
Can you milk it?
Our esteemed colleague Rory Williams is currently on holidays in Gran Canaria. It took him a lot longer to get there with delays out of Dublin Airport than it should have. And this will make him doubly sick because he loves this game, Can You Milk It? His substitute, and a very worthy one at that, is Sarah. Hello, Sarah. Welcome.
Thank you.
Sarah, do you remember what happened last time you played Can You Milk It?
Either way, no matter what I'm going to say, I'm guessing you're going to remind me.
We're going to remind everybody. Can you milk a turkey? Sarah, you answer first, then Rory.
Yes. Why is that funny already?
Rory, can you milk a turkey?
Well, obviously he's going to say no now.
Well, you've already said your answer, Slim. No. No, you cannot milk a turkey.
Can you milk a turkey?
No, you can't.
No, you can't milk a turkey. Sarah, have you learned your lesson? Can you milk a turkey?
No, you can't.
Well done, Sarah.
Thank you.
The way this game usually works is that one contestant answers first, then the second contestant answers second, and then we alternate. Today, you're here under false pretenses. You're going to answer every Can You Milk It question first.
You made me do this last time as well after that one.
So let's begin with 10 seconds on the clock and I must get an answer off you. The very first one, can you milk a sheep?
Yes.
Hesitantly.
No, I'm sure.
No, you can't milk a sheep?
Yes, you can.
Fionnuala?
I would agree. Yes, I've heard of sheep's milk being a thing.
Yes, you can.
Well done, both contestants. It's one all.
Better than last time already.
Sarah Slevin, you answer first again. Can you milk a crow?
No, surely not.
Or an other way to ask that question, do crows have nipples?
Surely not.
Fionnuala, can you milk a crow?
Again, I think I'm on Sarah's side here. Gonna go with no.
No, you can.
Well done to both contestants again. No, you can't milk a crow. One more for you, Sarah Slevin. And Fionnuala too. But we're more interested in your answer today, Sarah. Can you milk a cat?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
You say that as someone who has experience.
Well, it just makes sense, doesn't it? They feed their young, I'm sure.
Why does it make sense?
Because they feed their young.
Cats have nipples?
Yeah.
Fionnuala, can you milk a cat?
Well, the only reason I'm going to say yes is because it arises in Meet the Parents. So yes, I think you can.
Yes, you can. Well done. Both contestants. Fionnuala, you're very good at this game, Sarah.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I wanted you to get redemption after the turkey incident.
I do think I have now.
Just finally before you go, can you milk a turkey?
No, you can't.
No confidence in that answer. But you have learned your lesson. Sarah Gurmila Mahagat.
Thanks for having me.
It's iRadio in the afternoon and this is CeeLo Green. See you. A, B, C, D, E, F, U by Gail. And with all the My Chemical Romance posting going on, I think it slipped under the radar that she was supporting them in Dublin last night, and she will do so again tonight. What's up? Voice note shootout. Today on the WhatsApp voice note shootout.
Oh, Jesus. Red alert! Red alert!
How many times a year do you think RTE repeats that?
It's not just RTE. Virgin Media would have it on a good bit as well. I'd actually associate it a little bit more with Virgin Media than RTE, to be honest.
Interesting. There must have been a rights battle for the snapper. We go to the first of our entries today. Scott.
Ah, Jesus. Red alert. Red alert. Red alert.
Scott, I hate to critique, but that red alert would not alert me.
No, I'd actually find myself being kind of dozing off. Maybe it's kind of soothing.
Ah, red alert. Red alert. Red alert. Philip, who is a professional WhatsApp voice note shootout player, and we're still working on having Philip on a retainer for the show with today's shot at it.
No, it's Jen. She's having cramped options and everything.
Philip does all the parts.
Oh, Jesus! Red alert! Red alert!
Oh, Philip, you're always there with the goods.
Padre and Quailon from Derry, they come as a pair.
Oh, Jesus. Red alert! Red alert!
That sounds like they've just recorded Colin Meaney off the radio and then have sent it back to us in a WhatsApp voice note. What do you think?
Because it's uncannily like him. So yeah, is that what you've done? Because that's not in the spirit of the game.
And final one for now, before you take your shot, to 087 1102 107 in a WhatsApp voice note. Brendan, please.
Good Jesus. Red alert. Red alert.
I like it a lot. This is today's WhatsApp voice note shootout.
Oh, Jesus. Red alert! Red alert!
Now it's your go. Oh, Jesus. Red alert! Red alert! The snapper. God bless it. Summer. Sagala and Ella Eyre came here for love. It is iRadio in the afternoon and today's musical guest is Denise. How do you say your second name again?
It's not Chile, it's not Chilala. Not hard pill to swallow. Chile or Chilea, Chia, Chila, Dilla, that's not my name. Say my name.
Denise Chila. She's Zambian. She's Irish. She's once in a generation. And she's just played Parky Queeve Cork, Thomond Park Limerick, Croke Park Dublin, with the one, the only, Ed Sheeran. But how do you get such monumental news broke to you? What goes down?
Oh my goodness. So the way things go in music, when people tell me exciting things, I don't believe them for the first 24 hours in case they take it away from me. And I have to manage my feelings about it. I got a call from Munya, who manages me, and he was like,
hey, guess what? Guess what?
What?
So Ed Sheeran, yeah? I was like, yo, don't play with my heart. And he gave me the news while I was like out with my friend Cece. And we were just kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever. That could happen. But maybe it won't. You know, let's see how it all ends up working out. And then there was like a week of confirming and like back checking and double checking with people. And then on a Thursday, I went back out with Cece and her baby because I'm her auntie and I need to be there in her life. And we sat down in Alana somewhere in Limerick and we were just catching up. We were like, oh my gosh, life can be so sad sometimes and we need to be there for each other. Tell me about your pain. And then in the middle of this DMC, I get this phone call again from G being like, keep your phone on and keep it on standby for the next like hour. Yeah, I can do that. An hour later, I got a call being like, yeah, you're performing with Ed Sheeran for 9 dates from the beginning of March until the end of May. And I was like, what? And that's how that happened.
Also, on your gigs running with Ed Sheeran, some people might get a stick of rock on their holidays or a postcard, but you have the ultimate postcard now on two-step. Unreal.
That was a magnificent way to introduce that, first of all. But yeah, I do. I did a song with Ed Sheeran. That's a pause for that moment because I'm still living in this moment where I can't believe that's happening. And I'm so grateful because like it seems like the perfect full stop at the end of like an experience where I just got to watch an incredible musician who was full of kindness and integrity show me how this could be done while you also care for the people around you, no matter what like quote unquote level they're at. No matter what job they're there to do, and how to make everyone feel like they are part of something and not just working for something. That was a masterclass. And this song for me was like something that I really, really, I cherished being asked. You know, like whatever had happened with it, wherever it was gonna go, however it was gonna be released, just the notion that I would be asked and noticed in that way was really valuable to me as a moment to acknowledge that in life there are things that you think are impossible and there is nothing separating you from your impossible dreams except time, except chance, except maybe your own fear. The song itself is about that. I had a bad week, spent the evening pretending it wasn't that deep. It's about looking into your anxieties and feeling the wrestle that we sometimes go through between acknowledging pain and wanting to move through it, wanting to be acknowledged in our pain, and wanting to live in our joy, you know?
Denise Chyla from Clonid 2020 to Ed Sheeran 2022. Who the hell next is a question that I won't make you answer, but really appreciative of your wisdom today.
Thanks for letting me talk, you guys. I appreciate it.
Denise Chyla will play her own headline show Saturday, August 20th, King John's Castle, Limerick. But this is her and Ed Sheeran, Two Step. It's iRadio. I had a bad week, spent the evening pretending it wasn't that. Oh. Kygo and Whitney Houston, Higher Love. It's iRadio in the afternoon. And this is the WhatsApp voice note shoot out today.
Oh, Jesus. Red alert! Red alert!
We have went through many entries today, but we have landed on one person that we'd like to call back for real and ask them to do a live rendition for us. They get 2 cinema passes, but they also get pride. Begin the ringing, please.
Well,
Brendan.
How's it going?
Not too bad. Is that the way you answer the phone to everybody? Well...
You're a busy man, Brendan, are you?
Oh, how things? I forgot.
Brendan, do you have time for our shite?
I do.
Brendan, that's what I love to hear. Where do we find you?
Longford.
Very good.
Okay. And sorry, just the way you answered that is very suspicious. Should I ask any more questions about where you're at?
I'm at the vet.
The vet?
Oh, she's a big job, son.
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's just my dog caught her paw, so she's getting
stuck. What's the dog's name?
Bentley.
Bentley. Oh, poor little Bentley.
What breed is Bentley?
Golden Retriever.
Brendan, okay, I withdraw all my comments about you being suspicious. You've a job on, and a very important one at that, so we won't take up much more of your time. Are you able to give us a live rendition of Oh Jesus, Red Alert, Red Alert?
Yeah.
Floor is yours.
Good Jesus. Red alert, red alert.
You have one red alert yourself and you've got two cinema tickets to whatever Omniplex you have. We hope Bentley recovers okay.
That's perfect. That's brilliant. Thanks very much for that.
No, Brendan, thank you.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.